Ronnie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Ronnie Rutherford ran the Strand Cinema for 30 years, and I can tell you, today is a big day because it celebrates its 80th birthday today, Ronnie.
That's right, indeed.
And how special a building do you view the Strand as?
An unbelievable building, Frank. As you well know, it's an icon in East Belfast, and it's something that we're trying to keep it going after another, hopefully, 80 years. That's what our intention is, really, anyway.
I have to be honest, I thought it was now primarily an arts centre as opposed to a cinema, but it still shows the major movies. If you wanted to see the latest Star Wars film, you could see it at the Strand.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, we changed that in 2013. It's the arts, Strand Arts Centre, which we do also do a lot of other things as well, as you can well imagine. It's got... basically, we're doing the programmes, as you know, and we're also doing the art things, and we're doing shows, we're doing a lot of other things as well, and the new adventure, you know.
But Ronnie, was there a point when it wasn't actually showing films?
Whenever I took it over at first, it was actually a variety theatre.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, in more recent years, has it been showing films in recent years throughout?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Indeed.
All right, right, okay. I thought there was a time when it had stopped being a cinema, but there you go. I presume that it's something, and it's actually a cinema. It has been a cinema for the entire run. But when you took it over, it was like a variety hall, something?
No, it wasn't. It was just an empty building whenever I took it over. I took it over in 1984, and the first 3 years we'd done it as a variety theatre, and then in 2088, we decided then to make it into a four-screen cinema. So we actually broke it up into four screens.
My goodness, I'm showing my ignorance of the Strand Cinema, because there you go, I'm talking about it being 80 years old, and I thought it had been running all the time, but part of it was as a variety hall, part of it as an art centre, and most of it as a cinema. But you're suggesting there was a time when there was nothing happening in it.
Well, it actually ran up until 1983, whenever that's when I actually, the films were bad and the troubles were on, and most of the cinemas in Belfast all closed down. So in reality then, it was just an empty hall whenever I went into it in 84. So from 84 till 2013, it's been the cinema. And from that there, then I say, we've now changed it now into Strand Art Deco, or that's on our side theatre. It's now running. We're running films, comedy, music, theatre, and various all live events. So it's still there, and we're actually now trying to do it up. We're looking for grants to try and extend it to another 80 years if it's possible.
Gosh, Ronnie, you know, the East Belfast, owes a debt of gratitude to the likes of yourself and the other people involved that rejuvenated the Strand, because it's a bit like the cranes, you know, it'd be a shame to have East Belfast without it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, definitely. As you well know, we've kept it going all these years, and in 2000 there we made it in Art Deco, and we're trying to improve it a lot more than it has been. We've started in the foyer, and basically we're waiting, hopefully, in the other grant money coming in to do the rest of it, because it's definitely needed in East Belfast, and it's a prime site, as you well know, and it's a landmark as well, to be honest, you know.
One of the things I do know for sure is that it opened on the 7th of December 1935, Bright Eyes with Shirley Temple. Many great films shown since, and many stars appeared there too, live acts. Who would have been the main turns that would have entertained us at the Strand?
Well, we had the Drifters with Benny King and Johnny Muir, who didn't appear a lot off in the gallery, but we had them in the Strand. And we also had the Nolans, we had the Platters, we had Tony Christie, and we also done a lot of country music there. We had all Benny Dickie Rock, and you name them, Philomena Begley. They all appeared in the Strand.
I love the idea that Tony Christie was there doing Amarillo and all of that back in the original day.
Very much. So we actually, Tony was over three times, so he was with us, so therefore he enjoyed his stay over here. It was hard to get them over, as you well imagine, in 84, because say, people didn't feel safe coming over to Nolan Ireland to do cabaret. But we convinced them, and then we got them in, and it did work for us. But 3 years, I think, was enough for me, and this is the idea to make it into a cinema came up, and we decided to go that direction. So we actually made it into the four screens.
Well, listen, congratulations on an 80th birthday celebration. It's been a colourful past, and I'm sure it's played a massive part in the memory of the citizens of East Belfast. I'd love to hear from people this morning who have enjoyed the Strand down the years and who have a story to tell us about it. Ronnie, what was your own background? Was your background primarily in entertainment?
I was in the bingo, actually, at a bingo hall in the Newton Arch Road 321 Club. And basically, that's where it all started. I think at that time, Mr. Hill, he actually took the picture house over. He decided that he just didn't want to run it, in the sense just to keep the car park. So in reality, then he approached me to see if I could do anything with it. And at that time, we decided to try it. So we actually went in, took us a wee while to get it sorted out, but it was because it'd been there for so long. But it was worth the effort. It was worth the enjoyable, because we started off with John Anderson Big Band, along with Gene Fitzpatrick and Dave Glover, and we just, you know, it was an success. So that started that there. But we started off with cinemas, which was actually brilliant. We had Three Men and a Baby, which we actually run for 26 weeks, which I think is a bit of a record. You know, it was unbelievable. And to see the crowd just queuing up down the Hollywood Road was just exciting for me as well, as you can imagine.
Absolutely, to revitalise and rejuvenate something that we presumed was always there, but as you've reminded us, in the dark days of the Troubles, challenges were all around. Ronnie, enjoy the celebration. Thanks for talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
That's Ronnie Rutherford, the man behind the modern day Strand Cinema. Do you have a story to tell us? 80 years old today. Isn't it great that it's still there? 80 years old. Fair play to anyone who played a part in keeping the Strand alive.